This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My Easter message to radical Islam. A message is you're going to get some. But the leftist running you, you're really going to get it. Because we're politically and energetically and spiritually awakening the planet. And the enemy can feel it. Du hast. Love song. No, you're not gonna get us. No, nine. All right, let's get back to the serious news here. We're voting. Nine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the serious news here. I kind of just burnt some more time there, and I've got an overloaded plate here, and I just get so... Here's the deal. I didn't like watching those poor Muslims get killed. Most Muslims are actually nice people. The leadership of the cult running it enslaves them and pushes them to go out and then expand. And then if I saw a bunch of Muslim leaders saying it was wrong that these Islamists just blew up these churches and things... which I've been looking all over and I can't seem to find except one guy wrote an article about it, this imam. Well, then I get told don't talk about Islam, and Al Jazeera and BBC are saying this isn't Islam that did this. Bull! They call it religious extremists, not Islam. They won't even say Islam. You know if an organized Christian group did this, they'd say a Christian cult. But you don't have mainline Christianity saying, okay, see, I said I was going to get to the impeachment move against the president, Elizabeth Warren. I'm going to do that. When we come back, I'm going to be a good boy. Look at that condescending corporate lawyer who helped get laws passed to lock people up for drugs, and now she's this big trendy. Oh, and the big tech's giving the record money to her. And you'll go, oh, why? She wants to break up big tech. No, she doesn't. They're going to create new regulations to protect big tech to censor. That's why Zuckerberg's writing big op-eds in the Washington Post about how great it is. Holy Toledo. And the New York Times, everywhere else. The Washington Post was the New York Times. I read it last week on air. I mean, that's where we've gotten with this. And then I got sent a link by my lawyer, who also owns a bookstore up in Connecticut. And he said, oh, look at this book about you. And I don't normally write the, I mean, I don't normally read the books that attack me and lie about me, but I thought, well, let me just read a few chapters of this. And I started reading. Everything that I had knowledge of was a lie. Verifiable on its face, cartoon fiction, not true. So I ended up reading half the book today. My wife's like, I didn't even work out this morning because I was too busy reading. She goes, come on, we're going to Easter, you know, brunch with your parents. And I'm still reading. I mean, I'm going to play. This is not just a book. This lady went on PBS and I don't know who's stupider, her or the guy interviewing her, but it is some of the most unintentional comedy you are ever going to see. So, I mean, these people are out of their minds. And you know what? Well, just wait till we get to this, too.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Trump, on this Easter Sunday, has some very important decisions to make. The Democrats illegally spied on his campaign. That's all confirmed. They lied to Congress. They tried to have a 25th Amendment coup with the Justice Department trying to wear wires to set him up. And now these arrogant Democrats, or is it really just feigned confidence, want to impeach him. But if you want to understand why they want to impeach Trump, it's because they have to reverse via politics what has already happened. I bring you to Exhibit A for TV viewers, for radio listeners. I will read over all this. Here's a report. Taxpayers fleeing Democrat-run states for Republican ones. Fox News reported on this in great detail today. It's in the Associated Press. It's in Reuters. It's in the New York Post. It's in Town Hall. Escape from New York. 41%+ say they can't afford to live there and plan to move in the next year. Similar numbers in L.A., San Francisco, other areas. Because the globalists have so much money, they're all coming in, raising taxes on the average person so they can't pay anymore. And folks are saying anywhere else but here, and they're going to low-tax states. So what do the Democrats need to do? They need to get blue state control of places like Texas and Wyoming and Montana, that's where a lot of people are moving, or Florida, so that they can create stabilization, as they call it, or standardization of taxes. That's what the OECD, the UN, is really all about. Global government is about not letting other people have lower taxes, so that you can control where everybody goes and basically raise taxes as much as you want for social engineering purposes and charge somebody more for a 200-square-foot apartment than for a 2,000-square-foot because 99% of it's taxes. So millionaires are leaving, but now it's the middle class and the workers themselves. I mean, I've got some money. I'm not rich. But, you know, when I try to go stay at a decent hotel in New York and it's like, a motel that doesn't have cockroaches running around in it, $500 a night? How in the hell does the average person pay this? Or steakhouses now, I'll just take the 8-ounce filet. That's $50 a lot of places. And I'm like, just a couple of years ago, this thing was $25. It's inflation. And that's not Trump's fault. That's the Federal Reserve and just everything we've seen unfold. But they need to impeach Trump and derail him trying to get jobs back to the country, him trying to get confidence, him trying to say lower taxes is better and things like that, so that he can stop the collapse of not just the blue cities, but the red cities, the red states, and all of it. He's trying to build our confidence, reboot the country. But Democrats want full control. They want a controlled collapse in a nation of renters that they run. But right now, their people are all fleeing to red states. So they're desperately trying to flood the red states with illegal aliens that they train at refugee centers by the millions, that they then flood in, who they then give driver's license and voter ID cards to vote in the names of dead people. That's the formula. So the Democrats desperately trying to break the border, desperately trying to just completely get rid of our nation existing, is them hitting the panic button because everyone is turning against them. It doesn't matter if you are Hispanic, black, white. Trump has double the numbers that any other president has had in modern history that's a Republican with blacks and Hispanics. The propaganda's not working. It's been so over the top that Trump is Hitler and Trump hates all Hispanics that when I was out in L.A. a few weeks ago, guess who almost everyone was that came up to me? Well, I went on podcasts that were Hispanic podcasts. And they just love Trump. And they all go, no, we saw him. He said, Mexicans are great people. But he said a lot of criminals are coming in, and Mexico has a border, and they lied about Trump. And these people are not stupid. They own businesses. They're smart. But that's because they're not criminals. And they know that there is a bunch of criminals down in Mexico, not everybody, not even 10%. But they know that people are fleeing Mexico and bringing a lot of that with them. I mean, I couldn't walk down the street without black people and Hispanics coming over me. And I'm not putting white people down, but that special type of Southern California think they're part of the ruling class, the establishment, or they're guilt-ridden, or they're conformist. And I didn't have a lot of white people coming over and shaking my hand. I had cops pulling over and shaking my hand, literally like pulling over and shaking my hand, taking pictures with me, white cops, black cops. But no white people. Other than that, they didn't want to talk to me. But I couldn't stop shaking hands of black folks and Hispanics. So everything you're hearing in the media from the left is not what's happening. They know their own constituents are off the reservation. They know that people are bolting. And people are actually listening to Trump or listening to me or listening to other people and going, this is reasonable. This is what they really said. They didn't say these things that we're hearing here. And I was down in Mexico a month ago. Had a off-duty police officer as our security with the security from the U.S. And they were saying, of course we agree. Of course we know about all this. This is insane. Guatemala's collapsing. Latin America's collapsing. We shouldn't be letting all these people up here. They said Cancun is going bankrupt now because the Central American gangs are so crazy. They're even worse than the Mexican gangs. They'll just kill people for no reason. And they're holding the whole city hostage and we're losing billions because of them. And they won't stop. And the new socialist president's just bringing them in. He's got to be thrown out. The Mexican cops are seeing their future destroyed, their families destroyed, because of open borders with hellish Latin America. So that's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. If you think Mexico's bad, it's at the top of the food chain in Latin America. The top of the food chain. It's doing better than other countries. That's why there's a fight in Mexico. They've got more billionaires in Mexico than Switzerland. But their elites keep their people poor on purpose and control them. And Trump doesn't want that. He wants to see everybody do well. Because that's what creates a big, healthy, vibrant society. And that's what's good for service economies that he's part of. And he sees the service economy dying because there's no money in the country. He sees people not able to go buy a good dinner or go to one of his hotels or a golf course. And Trump gets pissed, man. He goes, why do we have one-sided deals with China where they have 10% growth rates and they're building golf courses everywhere and they're saving money and getting everything, but we don't get anything and our people are working hard, 2-3 jobs. That's bull. We're going to set it up where the average working person in America can actually go on vacation and go to college and do what they want. That's Trump's message. And that message resonates. You know, Donald Trump was against the whole crime bill the Clintons put in to give black people basically triple the prison sentence of whites. And Trump's against that today, and he's delivered on that. And people know. But then along comes Elizabeth Warren, a big corporate lawyer that supported all this crap, and now she's a little darling of the establishment getting all the big contributions from Silicon Valley and the rest of it. They go, oh, you know, Elizabeth Warren's going to break up Silicon Valley. No, she's not. She's going to give them regulatory power and immunity and call it regulation. And they go, oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch. That trick is such a joke. So here's Warren, the first candidate to officially call for impeachment. Nadler and others are saying get ready for it. Here it is.
You are the first Democratic presidential candidate who is calling for the start of impeachment proceedings. Other Democrats have been saying it's not worth the political cost, it's not worth the civic cost, or it's arguably just too soon. What made you decide to take this step today?
Well, I read the report.
Pause.
On an airplane.
No, witch, you know your satanic moron base is all hyped up and hates America and wants to see this country come down, and you know that's the red meat they want, so you're doubling down if the Mueller report failed. That's why, because you're way back in the polls, and people don't like you. So you've got to now try to give them something you think your idiot constituent will want. Continue.
And started reading it, read it way into the night last night, and I got to the end and realized this is about a point of principle. The report is absolutely clear that a foreign government attacked our electoral system to help.
Right, we're going to go to break. No, you're the globalists attacking our country, trying to bring it down. You're the ones working with the Chi-Coms. So they're just doubling down, doubling down. Okay, I'm going to shift gears out of this for now. But Trump has to take action. They committed huge crimes. Go after him, Mr. President, or they'll destroy you.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were
all right. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I meant to take calls today, but I got behind getting into the terrorist attacks. And as Christians all over the world, the left is covering up and saying it's an Islam. Unbelievable. I'll open the phones up tomorrow during the weekday show, and I got a lot of big guests coming in the studio this week. But let me hit something here in this segment, because I need to move on after that to Soylent Green. Officially has been announced in the U.S. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up. You know, so many times they attack me in the media and go, Jones says there's animal-human hybrids. And then, of course, it's been the literature for 30 years, and then people look and go, God, it's crazy. It's an MIT, and it's happening all over the world, and they're putting human genes in monkeys, and they're splicing embryos with pigs, and they're like, wow, Jones wasn't lying 20 years ago when he talked about it. Yeah, I was just reading it in scientific reports and wondering why it wasn't on the news. And it's just the same thing as we go through all these crazy things that are happening and all these crazy things that are going on. It was like Roger Stone went on some XM show, and I'm still friends with Roger, nothing against him. He's got a gag order on him, so he's scared to speak off the cuff. He writes his speeches now that he gives, you know, to exacting points, because he can't talk about anybody associated with the Mueller report. He can't get into any of it. But he was on this XM show, and he's like, you know, I'm worried about Jones. You know, Jones was on the air last week talking about gangs of men dressed as clowns stalking children. And I don't think Roger clicked the video. They've busted two guys in Houston who were convicted child rapists of six-year-olds, both, for whatever reason, separate cases. And I kept wondering, why do they dress like It the Clown at all these drag queen story times around the country and now in Europe as well? And it was founded by convicted murderers and people associated with pedophilia in New York, this whole club kid movement. And so I was tracking these groups, and we've actually done some investigations of them, people on the ground. I went, wait a minute, when these drag queens are at their own private parties, they're dressed more like glamorous women. But when they go to the drag queen events with kids at schools and libraries, they wear makeup all over them, purple, green, red. They have weird headdresses on. And I went, my God, it's a disguise. And so I started saying on air, and we have funded some work, let's just say that, to help run the backgrounds. And there have been some groups busted as convicted pedophiles that are leading the drag queen story time just in Houston. So I'm like, why are they all dressed glamorously at their drag queen events, but dressed like Power Ranger villains at other ones, basically demon clowns? Pull up some of the drag queens, the demon clown outfits. But yeah, pull up the two convicted ones. It's disguises. And I said, they're using fake names. They're in makeup. They've got to be followed home. That mean, and they come in Ubers. They come on buses. That's when we went, wait a minute, none of them come in cars. Then I knew my theory was right. And so, yeah, it sounds crazy to say there are men dressed as clowns stalking children. But that's because they come in a disguise. They hand your children flowers. They say, touch my beard, sit on my lap. If you're a radio listener, I'm putting news articles up, people see. I know for a radio listener, this sounds insane. I mean, I just put up the amazing Desmond there with a, on screen talking about Rohibanol, a date rape drug, with a convicted murderer and the founder of the Club Kid movement. But I need to tell you what a Club Kid is. So, I don't even blame Roger. It sounds insane to say there are groups of men disguised as clowns, calling themselves drag queens, wearing literal war paint so you don't know who they are when they hunt your kids. Yeah, there's the one convicted pedophile. He's got a disgusting name. He's named William Travis something. I mean, God, imagine your parents name you that and you turn into that. Yeah. Go back to William Travis, though. Look at that moray eel face. That's him with your kids, walking around, hissing, trying to get him to sit on his lap. So again, if you're a radio listener, you're like, what is he talking about? You got to go to InfoWars.com. So I just blew another segment. I didn't blow the segment, but I get why people hear me talk about animal-human clones, and they go, oh, yeah, that's crazy. Because you've only seen that in science fiction, so you think that must be what it is. Yeah. There he is, William Dees. William Travis Dees. Now go back to him. And it's regular drag queen stuff. He just dresses up like a woman. She's trying to pick up men then. But when he's terrorizing your kids, and they even been on the news, the kids are scared and don't want to be part of this, but the presenter on the news goes, got to get the kids while they're young. He's dressed like a moray eel. Hi! And so the media made jokes. Roger made jokes. He's like, oh, yeah, like there's guys in clown outfits killing people. Well, you never heard of John Wayne Gacy? Never heard of John Wayne Gacy? How many people, how many young men he kill, tortured to death, down in his basement? So the truth is, there's a big problem here. And you know what? The fact that they're passing laws to kill babies after they're born and harvest their organs, that's what this is about. They busted a bunch of Planned Parenthoods keeping babies alive and selling their organs. That's Associated Press. They then arrested the investigators that snuck in and got this on footage. All those arrests got dropped. All the lawsuits got dropped. These people are heroes. We should have them on. But yeah, it sounds unreal that they keep babies alive and harvest their organs, but it's true. It sounds unreal. There are packs of men dressed like clowns in disguises being given entrance with no background checks to your children. It's true. It's absolutely true. And so if you study history, though, and how when we go through decadent cycles, Camille Paglia is a liberal, a real liberal, she's written about this, it happens over and over and over again. That's what this is predators seeking your children, and they've learned if they hide it in plain view. If he tried to go to the park like he did before and rape a six-year-old, he'd go to prison like he did for 10 years. But he's out now, and he's clowning. And your children are nothing but big old juicy porterhouse steaks to him, and you're not going to do nothing to stop him. Because it's liberal now, you see. In a lot of cases, the parents aren't even told that they're coming to your public school and that your son or daughter is going to bounce on their knee. And in the videos, they go, come touch me, come touch me. Little kids are scared. The mothers go, no, touch. And the kids go, ah! You will touch them. You will touch them. You will touch the man in a clown outfit. So, yeah, see, it sounds insane, doesn't it? Because it is insane. When we come back, the most pathetic garbage I've seen yet, the most stumbling, moronic foolishness, and it's delicious because you realize how weak these people are, and all they've got is this final con game that they're the authority, they're the establishment, they're the arbiters of reality. You must bow to them. You must do what they say. Wait till I show you. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for auto ship. An additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, when you have the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, I got up this morning at 5:30 in the morning, went and had myself a nice cup of coffee, made an espresso, dumped it on top, leaned back, fired up the iPad, And I hadn't turned my phone on yet. There was a bunch of messages from one of my lawyers, Norm Pattis, who owns a bookstore up in Connecticut. So he'd been sent an advance copy of this book, Republic of Lies, which, again, just says America's bad, basically. That's what that means. And so I'm, just another book lying about me. And, you know, I'm not going to even look at this. I guess it comes out in a few weeks. But then I went ahead and said, let me just open it up. And somehow it, like, jumped to a middle chapter. So the first thing I start reading is Alex Jones had known Trump many years secretly and had before I ever even interviewed him. And I was like, that's not true. So then I kept started reading and it was like all wrong. Jones worked for NPR in Austin. That's where his first show was. I've never worked for NPR. I don't think I've ever been an NPR guest other than them like taking interviews out of context or clips of the show or the one I did a few months ago that they totally edited out of context. So I didn't read the whole book. But I read four or five chapters of it, and it was staggering. It was like it had all been written, just stream of consciousness, but like by a lobotomized monkey or something. Because it was just, did somebody chain a gorilla to a typewriter? I mean, it was just, none of it was true. And I was reading some of the stuff about people I know in it, and I was like calling them up, and they go, yeah, it's crazy. There was some crazy mole in our office, and they didn't use being in our office to say anything true. They just said a bunch of lies. They'd already heard about it. So that's the new thing, is it's fiction they're writing. But the people writing it, I think, actually believe this stuff. Because how do you go on NPR and PBS, I guess this lady's already been on this week. As soon as I search engined, after I read five chapters, I saw this lady named Merlin, Pendragon or whatever, that's even a real name. I saw her, you know, doing interviews. And man, it's incredible. So I'm only going to play 5 minutes of this. She did a 30-minute PBS interview. And again, there were so many contradictions, so many things where they screwed up, so many things where they said things that weren't true. I was trying to write notes, and I was just laughing so hard. My wife's like, what's going on? What are you listening to? I took my headphones off, and I was just like, this is insane. This is insane. But that's what these people do. They just are so delusional. They just make up whatever they want. It was like everything about me wasn't true. Everything they said about other people was just totally made up and like wrong on purpose. Like, how do you get everything wrong? Even when the lie doesn't matter, when it's just some type of side issue or contextual thing, they would lie. It's like we must invert reality. We must only tell lies. It's like Satanists, I guess, learn to pray backwards or write backwards. I mean, I'm not saying they're literally doing that, but when you're reading something that is a complete inversion of reality by bug-eyed weasels that can hardly talk, you just ask yourself, who the hell are these people? So I don't usually look at the books. There's probably 100 books out there attacking me right now just last year. Seriously, folks. You see all the attacks all over the news, all over TV every day. It's wild. But I just happened to click it, and the first thing I read was Captain Kangaroo level BS. Up is down, down is up. 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4. It was amazing. Now, continuing here, I'm going to go ahead and go to some of this PBS piece. And notice he goes, let's talk about false flags now. And then she starts going, well, there are real false flags, like when Putin blew up his own apartment buildings so that he could take over. Now, whether that happened or not, she's admitting false flags go on. And the other, the presenter goes, yes, we know, or the original false flags were used against Jews to set them up. I guess he means Nazi Germany, which is true. The czars did it, too, against a bunch of groups that have been confirmed and declassified. White Russians, you know, pre-Bolsheviks, 1917. So they're going, Jones thinks things are staged. But we know the other things are staged, and governments do stage events, and Nixon wanted to bomb a building and, you know, blame it on Democrats. But when Jones brings it up, he's not allowed to question. So they're up there talking about false flags that are real. There's a whole huge history by every major country doing it. The U.S. has done it. The Russians have done it. The Israelis have done it. The Germans love doing it in Nazi Germany. The British used to do it all the time. There's thousands in the history books of admitted false flags in history. Hundreds that have been done by the U.S. Hundreds by the British. Hitler Dozens are known. So it's the oldest trick in the book. Then they're saying, though, we don't have a right to question in this piece. But then you can see the presenter kind of gulping. She's like, well, there are false flags, you know, but not the ones Alex Jones says. The point is we're questioning. Then she acts like, oh, Sandy Hook's his biggest one. No, it's you and the media picking that to make it the one. You're the ones doing it, not me. But again, their whole goal is say, don't question things. But then it becomes a discussion of false flag. Because 20 years ago, no one even knew the term false flag outside of intelligence agencies. Now it's been popularized by yours truly and others. So now they're behind the eight ball where people know about all these false flags, but then they want to say that the general public, well, they all keep saying the uneducated conspiracy theorist. Well, number one, most billionaires didn't finish their college education because they knew it was a dead end. If you want to be a follower and in a certain guild and make $100,000 a year, then go to college. If you want to, okay, so that's well done. There's also this arrogance. Well, these, but her whole book is the rise of conspiracy. You mean questioning to power? No, we don't believe you known liars anymore. And then we read your book and it's a malpractice. I mean, I don't know what you call it. Lady, I've never worked for public radio or NPR. Might have had them shove a mic in my face a few times. You couldn't even figure out when it's in every publication, in every article about me. You're a Gizmodo journalist. That's like, you know, saying that she's a Tonka toy that competes at the Indy 500. And again, she couldn't get basic facts straight. It doesn't matter. Because she just typed up with the talking point she was given whatever she wanted. Anti-Semite this, anti-Semite that. If she did any research, she'd go on the internet and know that the anti-Semites are leftist run and hate my guts. But again, that's who these people are. Oh, your name's Anna Merlin. You're author, Republic of Lies, a Gizmodo journalist. Here, let's have you go on air and say Jones knew Trump for many years before he had him on. They're good friends. No, lady, I didn't know him until I interviewed him, and I've only talked to him here and there since, and we're not good friends. It's horse crap. But again, they don't care because there's no journalistic integrity, and her own people are going to reward her. Like, oh, wonderful lies. Anna, this is amazing. Hey, Anna, $1 million reward if you can show that I ever worked for NPR or got my start in public radio. Can't find it, can you? It doesn't exist. How about this? How about $1 million you can show that I knew Trump before I interviewed him? We're really good friends. Because let me tell you, it's dizzying. You read this, and it's like next level lies because they don't care if they get caught. Or is it total incompetence? I think it's both. So when we come back, I'm going to play 5 minutes of this. And it's just so wild. And again, I haven't even read the whole thing. In fact, I can't read any more of it. But I was just like, I was dumbfounded. I was like, what? What? So I started control effing Alex Jones to find my name. And I was just like, what? 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 I mean, there was nothing accurate. Nothing. Nothing. All crap. In fact, this is actually a satanic masterpiece. It is a total inversion. Total inversion. Which I guess they seek total inversion. So for those of us that aren't into inversion, we just as a joke, but to them, this is their religion. I take it back. This woman's a genius. Total inversion has been achieved from what I read. A murderer of the truth. An assassin of reality. A killer of America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My Leaps and My Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeine. caffeines and other chemicals that, sure, get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use, packaged, mixed in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, before I get into this exercise in arrogance and pontification and people trying to control reality and so you can't question things and then fall all over themselves acting like fools, before I do that, really just insulting your intelligence, don't forget Mike Adams hosts every week an hour of original hard-hitting information, Counterthink, for the hour right after we end at 6 o'clock Central. Then, Dave and I will be back tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central, for the Dave and I Show. Then I'm back at 11 a.m. and Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. And the way we reach out on these local stations, TV stations, and the Internet is you spread the word. So thank you for doing it. So imagine, on PBS nationally and NPR nationally, taxpayer-funded, because nobody wants to actually fund this themselves, these slugs get up there and they put out things like Republic of Lies, which is saying America sucks and America's a bunch of idiot boobs that need to be led by the intellectual elite that are so smart. I mean, they say all that. It's incredible, the 30-minute babble. And then she gets into false flags. And so they start admitting that false flags are real historically and that a lot of times things are staged. And then it's anti-Semitic, though, to question if something's a false flag. So they're engaged in double think. Two opposite ideas at the same time, as George Orwell talked about, being held by the person. So it's like psychosis. They're saying There are no such things as false flags. It's insane. It doesn't exist. No one ever says anything. They then pimp the whole dead Sandy Hook kids again and say that I'm doing it. They're obsessed with that. That's not on our radar screen. And then they go on and admit that false flags are real. So it's just a fascinating to see servants of evil and how they just get talking points. And I think their audience is so dumb that even though logic is being murdered, run over like roadkill, they don't get how buffoonish they are. It's just fascinating. Never worked for NPR. Never been part of NPR. I don't think I've ever even been in NPR studios. I got my start on NPR according to her. There won't be a correction. She'll be given a Pulitzer Prize probably. She says, I was Trump's advisor and best friends with him for years before I ever came on my show. The whole thing's a lie. How do they? They're murdering truth, though, folks. They're gaslighting. It's like saying Islam's never hurt anybody. It's a religion of peace. They just, Obama said so, so it is. What they are is followers. So let's go ahead and get to this piece. I'm going to try to just roll it out without making too many comments. You can hear it yourself. Here it is.
But what is outlandish, you and I think would agree, was the trutherism around 9/11, Sandy Hook, the most recent massacres, Las Vegas.
Hit pause. I can't help it. The government never said what happened in Vegas now. 9/11, 28 pages admit there was a stand down in parts of our government. When we say false flag, we're simply saying that we're being given a goal that isn't what they're claiming. Let's continue.
You document the link between Oklahoma City and Alex Jones and...
Let's stop again. You document. The whole thing is wrong, is twisted garbage. But she's the authority. She's a Gizmodo journalist. She documents. Let's continue.
Public radio.
Back it up 10 seconds. In fact, I'm not going to interrupt as the show's almost over. Back to the beginning. I'm going to shut up. Just play it. Again, I got my start in public radio. No, I didn't. 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 Continue.
But what is outlandish, you and I think would agree, was the trutherism around 9/11, Sandy Hook, the most recent massacres, Las Vegas. You document the link between Oklahoma City and
fake
Alex Russia Jones
Gate.
And being booted off public radio and going on to found and then monetize this misinformation. You describe the political ulterior motive in capturing hearts and minds, but these major events that speak to false flags, right, the premise of the false flag, mm-hmm. Can you tell our viewers what the initial idea of the false flag is and how it's attempted to be manipulated?
When we hear conspiracy theorists in America talking about a false flag, what they mean is broadly an attack, an act of violence that is not what it seems.
And pause again. What they mean is you're not anointed, you're not allowed to ask questions. It just means you sit down and shut up. Let's continue.
Jones made his earliest appearances on public radio in Austin talking about the Oklahoma City bombing as a false flag.
Hit pause.
And claiming
this woman is so stupid, she doesn't know it means access television. Continue.
That what it really was an attack perpetrated by someone within the government to justify a crackdown on...
No, I know the names, lady. I don't read the cops.
And so every false flag theory from then to today, especially Sandy Hook, is the logic behind it is that the government is perpetrating an attack, or elements within the government are perpetrating an attack in order to advance a political agenda. A lot of the time it's gun control, which is what happened with Sandy Hook, and it's why false flag and relatedly crisis actor conspiracy theories became so prominent around Sandy Hook, even though they were, of course, not true. They were complete lies.
Often, in the case of Oklahoma City, 9/11, they're identifying not just the threat to the Second Amendment, but the threat of Jews. And there is an explicit anti-Semitic alignment between that. And yet the original false flag was an act that justified heinous crime against the Jewish people. I don't understand.
Hey, pause again. So false flags don't exist, don't say it, but the only frame-ups in history were done to Jews.
What?
So false flags don't exist, but they're going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you, Putin's a false flagger, but they're allowed to question that, but well, let's continue.
How are they connecting?
So, yeah, when we talk about something like the Reichstag fire, or more recently, the apartment bombings in Russia that precipitated Vladimir Putin's rise to power, apartment bombings that we now believe were orchestrated by the FSB.
Pause again. So you believe, so you say it's done, even though I have a whole stack of stuff here, Gulf of Tonkin staged, U.S. government declassified 8 years ago, it staged Operation Himmler, how it started World War II, that was staged, Levant Affair, Israel admits they staged terror attacks to blame it, to keep the British in the Middle East. I mean, these are all real false flags, lady. But you just say Putin did it, fine, you have a right to. But the point is, you feel so he staged a false flag. But I have proof of false flags, I can't say it, because I'm not an anointed person like you. I don't have a low IQ. Let's go back to her.
The FSB is what the modern-day KGB is.
Right.
Those things are pretty clearly attacks that were orchestrated for political ends.
Ooh.
Where... As when we
hold on, back that up 5 seconds. I'm gonna do this again a little tomorrow. There were attacks staged to blame other people that didn't do it, but I'm the crazy guy that introduced this to everybody 20 years ago. I'm sorry, Cupcake. I talked to all the cops where the Clintons, their people came in and threatened to kill their families. They talked about the bombs they saw in the buildings, and they killed some of the cops, lady. I mean, I know all about it. Our military blew the whistle on OKC. The Clintons did that, lady. But let's finish up with her. So she's admitting false flags are real, but I'm insane for introducing it to the public. Not in the nomenclature 20 years ago. This audience, we introduced this, and now this idiot can't stand the fact it's introduced, but she needs to dismiss false flags. They don't exist. Instead, she brings a bunch of admitted ones in and then screws the pooch. What a lightweight. Can you feel our victory? We're going to beat this scum. Let's continue.
Orchestrated for political ends. Whereas when we talk about something like Oklahoma City or more recent false flags, a lot of times, as you say...
By the way, she just called OKC a false flag. I'm sorry, continue.
Anti-Semitic conspiracy theory of the one world government or the new world order comes up.
Pause again. Hey, lady, that's 10-year-old propaganda. The New York Times says, how do we save world government? The Financial Times says, how do we save the New World Order? They now admit the whole technocracy, the world government plan, you dumbass. Continue.
I don't know necessarily that it's an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, but that's what it is. This idea
that... Oh, pause. We don't know necessarily it's anti-Semitic, but we're going to tell you Pepe the Frog's anti-Semitic and make it so. And we're going to tell you if you don't want the EU running your life or the Chi-Coms, you're anti-Semitic. This is the intellectual foppet. I'm sorry, just finish up with it.
These globalists or Jews who are in power in a room somewhere are orchestrating these attacks as a way to create a one-world...
So we talk about globalists and the TPP and groups that we didn't elect running our lives, which is going on, and she's going to say it's Jews. It's always her. She's going to say Sandy Hook didn't happen in my name. She's going to say the Jews did it in my name. What a piece of filth. What a liar. You haven't shut us down, witch. You never will. God, thank God I'm not you. Counter things coming up. InfoWarsStore.com. Please get t-shirts. Please get books. Please get films. Please support us. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Great job to the crew. I'll talk more about this tomorrow. This is incredible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.